PMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play, we don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on the steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. It's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you want, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I get into, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cause my field in court, then again on second thought, the happy coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusion for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator, but I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best, your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph, I manifest, rap prime minister, some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until winning. The climax, climax, relax and chill, have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit, next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit, and when my pen hits the paper, aw shit, I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
I'm the big daddy.
And dear, a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near seer. Yeah, sworn to be, wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them see the evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. Then if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You slam out the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rake them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Assalamu alaikum.
When milk is on the mic, I say all the rhymes you MCs hate. I really don't bust that nigga ass right now. Ain't no none of them niggas can't fuck. What? Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga. I'll fuck you up right now. What? Bust your motherfucking ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old dirty bastard. I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What?
That nigga, dirty.
I'm the one man army ace on. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass a lot today. Rhyme good as a tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? The type of pain you couldn't even kill with might on. Fuck around, get sprayed with lights on. In your face like a can of mace, baby. Is this burning with fucking now you're learning? How? I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that scene is heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing before you do a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass low down. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger to get the fuck out of here. Nigga, when they get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks that'll attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours. Up around hardcore. That's why I give them more of the roar. Tell them that I got what will rock the spot. MCs, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hog shit. So I take your ass out quick, the mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick. If you wanna step to my motherfucking rep, blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause Raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back.
Same with you, when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn. Why, my nigga?
It's your girl, Ev. What's poppin'? We were having some technical difficulty just now. I don't know what's going on with the pregame. I don't know what's going on with this thing right here, right now. Black, what did you do to me? How you gonna leave me knowing that there's technical difficulties with the switchboard? So I just gotta do what I gotta do. You know, that's real stuff. But you know what? It's your girl, Ev, and I'm going to hold it down. Your call is pregame radio, 347-857-4302. It's Saturday night, and we're chilling. I'm waiting for somebody to call in. Let me know how the Jay-Z concert was last night, how it is tonight. I also want to know, how is the new arena looking? How does it look on the inside? Because outside, it just looks fucked up to me. It looks like a cabin, you know, like some camp shit. It just doesn't fit in with the scheme of what they're trying to make downtown into now, which is all steel and glass and skyscrapers. And then here you come with this woodsy-looking building. But they have a new train station that leads directly to the arena, and I'm sure inside is probably hot, it's probably nice. But I'm more interested in finding out how the concert was. One of our pregame admins, Jake Tech Guy, he's supposed to be at the concert this evening, and he's supposed to be calling in and letting us know what's going on. We do have another call on the line right now. First three digits, 347, last four, 3502. You're on the air with Ev, Free Game Radio. Who's calling in when you're calling from? Hello? Hello, you're live on the air. Hello? Who's calling? Okay. I'm going to put you back on. When you're ready to talk, press 1. Okay, I have no idea who that was, but they played some music in the background, so they probably put me on hold. You know, they put the show on hold and forgot all about it, and they jammed it, and that's quite all right. Prior to me coming on, you heard some selections. You heard three selections. The last one was ODB and Brooklyn Zoo. We really miss you, ODB. You know Wu-Tang's for the fucking kids. Okay, before that, you had Audio 2 with I Don't Care, and, you know, that's my middle name. I don't care. It's one word. I don't care. Actually, it's I Don't Give a Fuck, but it's Audio 2 and I Don't Care. And the first song you heard was Ain't No Half-Steppin' with Big Daddy Kane. Now, like I said, it's Saturday night. Brooklyn Black has had some other obligations that he needed to be present for, which means he couldn't be here, and that's quite all right, because it's your girl, Em, and I'm going to hold it down. The date is September 29th, 2012. It is 10:27, and I don't know, you know, I did a lot of talking last night. I want to give a special shout-out to my girl, Vegas Black, who came through and shared a couple of tracks with us. If you didn't listen, this is one of those, that was one of those shows you really need to go back and download and listen to. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yo, she is somebody that you really need to be on the lookout for. Everybody, you need to check her. It's Vegas Black, VAYGASBLAKK. She's on YouTube, she's on Twitter, she's on Facebook, she's everywhere. And if you need the link, you can check out the pregame website on Facebook or check your man out on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, or Pregame Radio at Twitter, underscore something something. I have no idea. I don't tweet. I'm not a twittin' it, so what can I say? But I'm going to get into some more music. I haven't made up my mind yet what I want to hear. We have quite a selection now. And actually, it's taking me longer and longer to scroll through and find what I really want to hear. But I think I'm going to throw on some Dead Prez. Here you go, Dead Prez Hip Hop.
Fake records, records, records. Get them, they gon' get us all. I'm down
record deals gon' feed your season, pay your bills because they not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot. Talking about how much money they got. All y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video, monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record label slang I chase like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and broke. You would rather have a Lexus or justice, a dream or some substance, a beamer, a necklace or freedom. Sisters like me don't play a hate, I just stay awake. This real hip hop and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Saturday.
Now is the time to act so cool tonight. Forget about the worries and you will be alright. It's Saturday, Saturday.
It's your girl, Eb, Saturday night, September 29th, 2012. The time is now 10:36, and you're tuning in to Pre-Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Call us up if you have requests, or you have a comment, or you just want to say hello. You know, you can definitely do that. Like I said, I had a great time interviewing Miss Vegas Black last night. She's an excellent artist, somebody you guys definitely want to check for. She's definitely bringing that real, that raw, that power, that hunger. She is definitely a force to be reckoned with in this here hip-hop game. That's what you want to call it. I'm just so disappointed. You know, I don't really listen to mainstream radio, nor do I watch too much TV. I've been gave up on BET. So I'm not really in the loop when it comes to the new music, but honestly, most times when I hear the shit that they have out now that's supposed to be hip-hop or it's supposed to be represented, oh man, I'm just so disgusted and turned off. I sat here the other morning, I had some business to take care of on the computer, you know, some emails to check, some correspondences to respond to, and blah, 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 either way. So I had the radio on, and I swear to you, I heard the same song had to be at least 4 or 5 times in that hour. I mean, just over and over and over. And I'm just like, it got to a point where, you know, halfway through the day, I was, you know, when the song came on, I had started humming it. I had to stop myself. That's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, I know that there, you know, some poems get greased better than others, but if you're going to run some shit, I mean, let it be some good shit, some real hip-hop that people, some real music that people wouldn't mind actually hearing more than once in an hour. And even my favorite songs, I couldn't hear repeatedly within an hour unless I'm just on some bullshit at that particular moment with that particular song. I mean, I love Michael. There's no bigger Michael Jackson fan in the world than myself. But I just can't listen. You know, after a couple of times of hearing, you know, Can You Feel It? I mean, even I'm like, all right, now, you know, that's enough. You ain't got to play that again. And I love that song. I use that song to get hype. I use that song as motivation because it is. It's a very motivating song, the music, and, you know, just the general message that Mike and his brothers at the time were spreading, you know, which is that music and the love of music. It's something that's universal, and it's not something to just listen to, but it's actually something to be felt. And while I look for a Michael Jackson song, because see, now I want to hear something from him, I'm going to play this dude. Apparently this song was popular. What you call it, dude, from the show? Yeah, him, Drake. Marvin's Room.
Hello? Yeah, this is Fox Press. Yeah, I'm good. Is this still working? Tonight, right now? Did I go out? Yeah, I went. I was still kind of looking at him. And then I went to bed. Yeah. Why or what?
Cups that are rosé, bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy, but I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway. Nigga that you think you found and since you picked up. don't have the time to kick it no more. Flights in the morning, what you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'ma call you anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh, oh, oh.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying, do better. And I'll start hating only if you
I make think I'm addicted to naked pictures and sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Spreading that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl, I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying, do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come? I guess I'm about to just kick your head in.
Just throw it while I hold your heart back. My white friend said you niggas crazy, I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that.
Cause if they did, we gon' be in some trouble.
Yeah. If they did, we gon' be in some trouble. Trouble. Oh, 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 oh. And I know.
That's in a gangster lean. And also my boys in the pen, and they'll never see the street again. Cause you know what? It don't matter what they was doing while they was here. They could have been banging, slanging, but they ain't here no more. Now somebody's daddy, somebody's baby, that's somebody's homie. So go and let them rest in peace while they in that gangster lean. You know what I'm saying? That's on the real low.
Came out sometime in 90-something. Don't start me lying. And I ain't fitting to open another window on this PC because this shit be acting funny. And that's all I need is for the flash play to crash or something like that or some other kind of debacle like earlier's technical difficulty. We're trying to avoid that. So I can't tell you when they came out with the record, but I definitely want to shout out some homies of mine that have made the transition. My first friend that I can remember, the first person that not ever passed away in my life, but whom I was aware of. It was the first time I ever lost a friend. Her name was Shaveen Powell. She was only 19 years old. We went to school together, junior high school, Jackie Robinson, IS-320 on McKeever and Sullivan in Crown Heights, although, you know, over there by the cinnamon factory. And she was a great friend. I had was pregnant with my oldest son, Kyle, and had been staying with my grandmother. And it was several occasions where my mother told me that she had stopped by because she wanted to see the baby, to see my son, Kyle. And I remember getting a call and just finding out that she had passed away. She had been ill, and I hadn't known it. I don't think any of us knew it, but she had been ill. And they said she had pneumonia. I don't know. They said maybe she had AIDS at the time or HIV. You know, she probably caught it. If she did have that, she might have gotten it from her mom because she was, you know, she did have, you know, she was had been in foster care. She had several brothers and sisters who were, you know, they just were, you know, they were in touch, but, you know, everybody was split up. And I still remember standing over her coffin, and I still remember her brother, and I just can't think of his name right now, forgive me, him coming over to me and holding my hand. And I remember just being a little just sad and confused. It's like, people are not supposed to die young. 19 years old, she had a whole life ahead of her, you know? She had a whole life ahead of her. But I guess she came and did the work that she came to do, and, you know, it was her time to go. I don't even know how I can say that, but in my heart, I know that that's what it is. When it's our time, it's our time. But I just still, you know, I miss her so much. She was such a great friend. Shaveen Powell, always in my heart. I love you. I also want to give a shout out to another deceased friend of mine who was like family, Lonnie Jr. Page, who entered into his eternal rest in 1992, if I'm correct. Wow, he was murdered. Was a great friend of mine, caught me at work every day. Met me at the train station. Whoever got to the train station from work first waited for the other one. It was usually him. And I sometimes when I get on that G train and I'm coming from Queens and I get to my stop, I still, you know, sometimes I could see him sitting on that bench waiting for me. You know, it's odd. It's intriguing, the things, the tricks that the mind plays on us. But he entered into it, like I said, he entered into his eternal rest a week before my birthday, on my sister Giselle's birthday, March 17th, which is also, what's that holiday, Irish, what the hell, St. Patrick's Day. He was murdered on St. Patrick's Day. To this day, his mom still lives across the street, and when the time gets close to the anniversary of his death or to his birthday, I always try to make it a point to stop by or to call, you know, just to let her know that she's in my thoughts and he's in my thoughts, as always. Wow, I'm feeling a little melancholy now, so maybe I need to play something that's going to bring us up. You know, I really have to take the time because there are quite a few songs up here, in the pregame radio music file that I need to check out. Also because, too, I know you've been hearing us talk about it, and so I am determined, and I have explained to Mac that he shouldn't talk about it either until we get it done. Just narrowing and breaking things down for the pregame mixtape. As you all know, you know, you got to spend money to make money, and we have capital, but it's all over the place right now. We're spread too thin right now. Obama, what are you going to do for us? I mean, we're trying. We're a budding radio station, and we're trying to reach different markets, different areas. We're trying to become global. So, Obama, what can you do? What's in your reforms? What's in your reforms or what are in your proposals that are going to help people like Brooklyn Black and myself? Or do we just have to come up in the White House with ski masks and shit and get our loot? You tell me, Obama. In the meantime, give me the loot.
Yeah, motherfuckers better know.
I'm a bad girl.
Lock your windows, close your doors. If you snore, yeah.
I'm a bad girl.
My man Imp left a tech and a nine at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1 to 3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right. My pockets looking kinda tight. And I'm stressed. Yo, Biggie, let me get the vet. No need for that. Just grab the fucking gas. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him. Yo, don't fake no move.
What?
Treat it like boxing. Stick and move. Stick and
nigga,
move.
You ain't got to explain shit. I've been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ship. With the same clip and the same 4-5. 2-point blank, a motherfucker sure to die. That's my word. Nigga even try to vote guard. Have his mother sing it, it's so hard.
Yes, love. Love your fucking attitude. Because a nigga play pussy, that's a nigga that's getting screwed and bruised up from the pistol whipping. Wets on the neck from the necklace stripping. Then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too. Up the herringbones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're in error. Give me the baby ring and the number one mom pendant. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Where's the mother? I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at? Stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece. The opposite of peace, sending Mom Duke a wreath. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit's in persistent. Huh. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug, and my nigga Biggie got an itchy one grip. One in the chamber, 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip.
Yeah, nigga, peel.
Before you find out how blue steel feel.
From the Beretta, putting all the holes in your sweater. The money getter, motherfuckers don't affect her. Rolex watches, the colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets, motherfuckers can't stop it.
Man, niggas come through, I'm taking high school rings too. Bitches get screwed with the earrings and bangles. And when I rock her and drop her, I'm taking her door knockers. And if she's resistant, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her.
So go get your man, bitch, he could get robbed too.
Tell him Biggie took it, what the fuck he gonna do?
I hope apologetic, or I'ma have to set it. And if I set it, the cocksucker won't forget it.
Give me the loot, give me the loot. 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 Give me the loot, give me the loot.
Listen, all this walking is hurting my feet. Who money looks sweet?
Where?
In the Isuzu Jeep.
Man, I throw him in the fiend. You grab the fucking cream. And if he start to scream,
bomb, bomb,
have a nice dream. Hold up, he got a fucking bitch in the car. Fur coats and diamonds. She thinks she a superstar.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack her. I'll kick her in the back, hit her with the gas.
Hey, chill, shorty, let me do that. Just get the fucking car keys and cruise up the block. The bitch act shot, getting shot on the spot.
Oh, shit, the cop.
Be cool, fool. They ain't gonna roll up. All they want is fucking dope.
So why the fuck he keep looking?
I guess to get his life cooking. I just came home, ain't trying to see Central Booking. Oh shit, now he looking in my face. You better haul ass, cause I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, cause I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
Hey, fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me.
Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you say you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk all over with my crystal. Bitch, your niggas put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having it in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga.
Your Gucci won't get moist.
If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money. Video.
Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know.
Just dance if you're caught up in the Holy Ghost trance.
If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants.
I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me.
I don't want no problems, cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found.
I'm just a dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name, I'm getting my money.
Hey, hey,
sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girl.
Hey, hey,
just sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
If 31 is hey, money, I think y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your
that's
money.
That's how I like
baby,
you,
girl.
Like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out and let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist, ain't this so nice? The price, bitch, is diamond, shining, disco line.
You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them.
Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo.
But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty.
God made dirt and dirt, bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, play my music loud.
And take the bass and old dirty to move the crowd.
Just say he had his dick in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back in the
but
house.
But give him the money.
Thank you.
like it was yesterday. It was October 30th. I no longer have any need for these worldly things. I want to go where he is. I'll follow the fire in the sky. And like that, I'll be gone.
Okay, I'll keep my day job. Okay, my night job. All right, that was the Jackson 5 with Where You Are. Another song that gets me hype, that gets me like, yeah, I need to do something. I need to be outside somewhere, feel the air on my cheek, wind in my hair. All right, and prior to that, you heard Get Along With You by Khalees, whom, if you haven't heard her first CD, Kaleidoscope, you are seriously missing out on a bit of musical history. It was produced by Pharrell, the Trackmasters, him and his friend Chad Dean or something like Chad something. Either way, that was a CD that I wound up going through at least two copies because I just played it over, over, over. If there were 14 songs on that CD, 11 of them was was hot. You know, 11 of them could have easily been number one or easily been the song that held up the rest of the album, you know, or made the album what it was. I mean, just track after track of hot shit. Khalid's Kaleidoscope, that was an excellent CD. If you don't have it, go out and get it. I mean, here it is. That CD was put out maybe 10 years ago. Maybe 10, maybe 12, I'm not sure, but it still stands up. It can stand up musically to anything that's being played on the radio right now, even stuff that's not being played on the radio right now. That's how advanced they were with that CD. And before that, we heard Got Your Money by ODB, which featured Khalees, another ODB favorite. He's one person I would have definitely loved to have observed in the studio or been in the studio with, because he's just pure fire, just pure energy, just all over the place. I know the sessions that they had to have was just monumental, just ridiculous. That's all I can say, just fucking ridiculous. Laughs abound, I'm sure. I also want to give a shout out to out of the last four songs I played, three of the people are dead. Damn, I just realized that. ODB is dead, Biggie's dead, and still, I'm still not believing this, but Michael Jackson is going to. I know, yes, I saw the funeral on TV. But being his number one fan, I really just still can't grasp my head around that one. I don't get it. I don't understand. I feel sad about that. No matter how you look at it, that was such. He was such a great fan. I mean, who? Listen, who else is there better than Michael Jackson? I mean, really, if you have somebody that you know is better than Michael Jackson as a performer, entertainer, singer, songwriter, whatever, you let me know. Call in. Call into the show. Call Pregame Radio. Call me right now, 347-857-4302. And you better have proof. I mean, you better be able to back your shit up with unsubstantiated. Your proof better be substantiated. I better be able to go and do the same research you did to find out what you're saying is in fact true. But why waste your time? Why waste your time? Michael Jackson is just, you know, why would you even try to put your mind or waste the energy trying to think about who is a better entertainer than Michael Jackson? It's just not possible, not in this lifetime. You know, not to say that 100 years from now somebody won't come in and just as a child, start as a child, and then just grow into one of the greatest talents ever with one of the top-selling albums. When you come in, when you have an artist that can beat just the sheer volume of sales that Thriller did alone in the first 5 years it was out. I'm not even going to count anything after the first 5 years. The first 5 years it was out. When you have an artist who is doing that, you let me know. But like I said, to me, I really don't think it could be this lifetime. I don't. Now, before I get into some Michael, I'm just going to have to play my girl, MC Light. Y'all know, you know, she's like my favorite all-time female rap artist. Because Light was just so fucking cool. Light always had this like one look on her face, sort of like, you was aggravating her and she was about to smack the shit out of you. And she just, you know, just had that look. It was something about her eyebrows. I don't know what it is. But MC Light, my motherfucking girl. So check it out. MC Light, Paper Pen.
Say you love me, it doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit-chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. sinking. That dream is over. Your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them. What you say to me is just paper thin. I'm not the kind of girl to try to play a man out. I take the money and the gears and break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama stole my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them. And what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other. Hurdles, mumble, jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. You missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off. Grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date. Then maybe your kiss or the fifth or sixth time to meet. You want. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck a big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I tell you, you, you. And all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, check it out. Yo, Mike, dedication to my DJ K-Rock and the place to be.
I'm super fly. super duper fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. When the rain hits my window, I take in three some endo. Me and Timberland, ooh, we sang a dango. We so tight that you get our style tango. Sway your do-he-do like you loco. Can we get pink at night like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo. I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo.
Rock a Bentley on my wrist. Money's tall as Abraham.
I get the party swerving. I'm a money maker. Shut up, bitch. I make it rain. I'm getting paper.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state. Getting money in my city. You're stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. Down, down, down.
You're not a gangster. That's not a hood. That's just a brick building. A dirty neighborhood. I put on for my city. Then the love turned to hate. So I learned from D. Dave and said, fuck it, I ain't great. Cause in 2009 wasn't many rap bitches. But since I stepped in and showed them how to win, now let's give a round of applause. For three new rap bitches that I just burned.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state. Getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million.
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'ma tear it down, man. And these shades I step on. I'm not one to brag, but fuck it, I'm the best dog. The name is DJ, and I'm a bad motherfucker. So I gotta turn it up for my sister Mo Butter. DC, what's poppin'? Poppin' what it is. Shout out to my nigga Bishop. Shout out to my nigga Rick. And you know I'm from the act, so you know I go to work, bro. Homies for them chicks, I get you car, Timber Walker.
Motherfuckers hate to see your ass living pretty. I know your life is hard, bitch. Suck a tough city, tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down.
I'm rapping for my state. Getting money in my city. Stacking up your ones, but I'm stacking up a million. Tell them
I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. I'ma tear it down. Down, down, down.
All right, that was, this is, well, this is your girl, S. You're calling in. You're listening to Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. It's Saturday night, September 29th, and the time is now 11:33, and we're going to be wrapping it up. I'm tired. I did the show yesterday. I did the show today. Shout out to my co-host yesterday, Baltimore Sun. Where you at, Baltimore Sun? I could have used your conversation today because, you know, we think so. Yo, me and Baltimore Sun and I, we have our thought pattern is like when it comes to this music, it's ridiculous how in sync and in tune we are with the music and how we feel about it, how it makes us feel. I would definitely want to get up with him soon, and we just spend the day just vegged out listening to fuck music from the beginning of time up until now. I'm sure with some food, maybe some wine. He can watch me drink and smoke since he don't. shout out to Baltimore Sun for that. I know your lungs is nice and pink. But and we could definitely get together on some music, on a music tip. I really respect his thoughts and his opinion. So there you have it, Baltimore Sun, the Uber co-host. The Uber co-host with the most. Shout out to all pregame staff and admins and DJs. Shout out to RJ Steele, who should be returning from India. I hope he brought me back that Lakshmi statue that I asked for. I hope he didn't forget me. Rejo, call me. Shout out to Jay the Tech Guy, who obviously must be having a great time at the Jay-Z concert because of our, I haven't heard from the motherfucker. He was supposed to be calling in. We were supposed to be hearing you're supposed to be hearing all that in the background, and barely hear him talk because he was being drowned out by the musical stylings of one Mr. Jay-Z. But I guess, you know, no phones allowed, or, you know, well, of course they can't say no phones allowed, but I guess during showtime, he probably just got excited and forgot all about it. But Jay the Tech Guy, we will be waiting next week for a full report. We are not going to fuck what we read in the paper or what we see in Yahoo News or Media Takeout, whom, by the way, yo, you guys really fucking suck over there at Media Takeout. You guys are horrible with how you call yourself reporting or commenting or featuring current events on entertainers. You guys fucking suck. But next week, Jay the Tech Guy, call in. We want to hear, we want your take on the Daily Show. And we also want to hear about how was transportation. Was there a lot of people on the train for the bus? Did you drive? Did you find parking? How was traffic? These are things I want someone who had hands-on that can give me the full story. You know, someone that was there. I don't want to hear a third party, which is what it is when you see it in the news. I don't want to hear a third party. I want somebody who was actually there to call in and say, yeah, this is how it went down. Okay, so, but you've definitely been listening to Pregame Radio. I thank you for tuning in, hanging out with your girl Ev on a Saturday night. I mean, how corny am I? Technically, I should be pre-gaming for a date, but when this show is over, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be in my bed, flicking channels, trying to watch a movie, and knowing damn well the movie's going to wind up watching me. But shout out to my boy, Brooklyn Black, my brother from the same mother. Yes, we have the same mother, in case you didn't know. It's not just jive. It's not just that, oh, that's my sister, that's my brother, bullshit that you be hearing in the street. That is actually a blood. Brooklyn Black is my blood relative. And I don't know. We are 13 years apart in age, and we do have a sibling in between us, but somehow, some way, we just, you know, we just click. I still haven't figured that out myself, why it's like that, but it is what it is. Shout out to Mo Butter. That was Mo Butter featuring Dee Dave and Tear It Down. It's something about that chorus, that I'm a Tear It Down part. I heard that. It sounds like it's a Beyonce song. I can't think of it right now, but it has that same, that I'm a Tear It Down shit. It has that same kind of beat and rhyme style type thingamabob going on there. I can't think of the name of the song. You know, I'm horrible when it comes to shit like this. Ask me something that happened 20 years ago, and I can tell you in detail. But ask me about this new music and this new shit, and I'm at a loss for words. But that's how the song sounds. It was definitely, I have to say, I believe that song, I'ma Tear It Down, was meant to be radio-friendly because it sounds like something I've heard before on more than one occasion. And it's, like I said, it sounds like it's radio friendly. So, but we definitely have some other tracks by Mo Butter and Dee Dave where, you know, it's not so radio friendly, which, you know, she's putting it down. So, you know, she's one artist too I would like to see. Maybe with this Ladies' Night. Yeah, Baltimore Sun. That's what we can collaborate on. We're talking about producing Baltimore Sun and I, producing a new take on the Ladies' Night with Missy Elliott, Left Eye, Little Kim, The Brat. Who else is up there? Who I can't remember who else was out there. I think it was just the four of them. And but Angie Martinez, Hot 97 Radio personality. Is she still on Hot 97? I don't know. I one star in Buck left. I just stopped listening to them. It wasn't the same. A shout out to Star and Buck Wild, who had me late plenty of mornings because I just could not turn off the radio or leave to get to work on time because I just had to hear what was the next ratchet, wicked, smart, funny, hilarious, rude, crude, disrespectful thing to come out of Star's mouth. I just, shout out to him and Buck Wild for definitely holding it down. You know, I'm going to, in the words of Brooklyn Black, fellas, don't be a fool. Protect your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Meaning, wear a condom or carry a condom. Or don't, you know, just don't bother to deal with someone whom you don't know too well and become sexually active with them because you get more, you can get something that may not go away, and that includes babies. You know? That ain't, people have to stop having babies with people that they really don't know that well because then you find out things, but by that time, by that point, it's too late and you're stuck with this person for the next 21 years or maybe longer. You know? So really just think about it. There's nothing wrong with having a good time, dancing, bumping, grinding. But just be prepared for the consequences. It's been great. It's been real. I thank you so much. And you can catch us next week, next Friday, 10 p.m., pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Deuces.
about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth as we make sure?
beats this mega trifle and groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier, I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra, packing like a Rasa in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed Glocks and CZs drop, though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep, I never fell. Nas's rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
Is the heartbeat of the people, the ghetto people. And when I say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concert. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can't afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
My second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search for can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back. Would you would have sex on condominium roof deck? So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Roger Roberto Cavalli, no shirt or convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand him, but... top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you, you hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that, my socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut cool with Preem, Demon, Fat Cat, but that future not crystal clear yet. Back a rat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with sparklers surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter, Heavy D gave this beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive, but they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love model choker, mommy popping like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don't shit, under fire I remain on some conscious. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, super cat the Don Dada, understood. Now the Don,